Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Saturday evening, September the 3rd, 2000. Labor Day weekend teaching and deliverance camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Chuck Flynn of Orange, California is the minister of the evening.
This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And the high priest put his hand, or the Levite, upon the head of the Lamb, becoming the Lamb of God, then the instrument of death, which is the cross. He takes the jugular veins, takes the blood of the little lamb, kills it, and takes the blood into the holiest of all, and the sin of the people is forgiven. And that's what Jesus meant. John, Scripture must be fulfilled. All Scripture must be fulfilled. But you got to have a Levite. And in all Scripture, not a ceremony, not a positive way that the Levites touched him, because John the Baptist is a Levite by inheritance. His mama was of the house of Aaron. His father, Zacharias, was a Levite. So John, in the camel's hair and the sandals and the leather belt, he is the Levite. And the minute he touches Jesus, the sin of the world comes upon Jesus, past, present, and future. Your sin and mine came upon him. When a Levite touched him, he became the Lamb of God. Took him down in the water, put him down, put the right hand under the right elbow, put him under the water, raised him up as a high priest forevermore. The Holy Ghost couldn't stand it. The Father couldn't stand it. The glory of the dove came. The Holy Ghost came upon him. God will minister. Hallelujah. Through others to help you and I come into the kingdom. The whirlwind of God is among us. Amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's not stop there just a moment. Let's go to Acts 2 and verse 11. Watch my time, Glenn. I don't want to go over my time. I think I have. Acts 2, verse 11. There's a lot of nations there that heard him speak in tongues. It's a miracle. Now, I feel that when they spoke in tongues, I don't think Mary and James and John, they spoke in Libya and Crete, Cyrene, the Egyptian, Pergian, Cappadocian. I don't think one spoke language. They spoke in tongues. When you're filled with the Holy Ghost, there are occasions when there will be definite, glorious languages come forth. But I believe the miracle of the Holy Ghost is it's a language of the kingdom. It's a Tower of Babel in reverse. There was one language. God put many languages upon humanity. Now, when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you've got them all. Every language, every type of expression. Hallelujah. In other words, as you speak in the Spirit, no language barrier. This last 2 weeks ago, we spoke, prophesied in Miami, full gospel businessmen. Marianne and I prophesied. The whole place was packed. And we had to have two interpreters, one in French and one in Spanish. Try prophesying with two or three. Oh, the name of the Lord's upon you. Where was I, But God was good. We had anointed individuals. So there's no barrier to the prophetic and the language of the Spirit. So now all these, let's look at verse 11. Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues. Everybody heard. Just separated to them all. What did they hear? Everybody that comes against tongues will say tongues is of the devil. Well, if tongues was of the devil, how come you didn't talk in tongues when you were of the devil? Amen. Now they spoke in our tongues, what? The wonderful works of God. And don't you take a back seat to nobody. You say, we're not talking tongues. The Word says I'm talking in the wonderful works of God. And not only that, the martyr Stephen put down his last will and testament in a sermon, and he said that God came down in its Acts 7:34. And Acts came down, and in Acts, God came down and talked to Moses and said, I have seen the affliction of my people, and I've heard their groaning. And the word that Stephen used is the same word the Apostle Paul used in Romans 8:26. We don't know how to pray as we ought, but the Holy Spirit prays for us with groanings. And the Greek word is stenagmus. Some of you want to write that down. Stenagmus, S-T-A-G-A-M-O-S, or S-T-E-G-A-M-O-S, stenagmus. And it means the unutterable gushings of the heart. And what was Stephen saying? He's saying there was tongues. The Holy Ghost gave Israel tongues of travail in Egypt. God said, I've heard their groaning. Well, I don't know about that. You don't know about a lot of things. But I said, Lord, I need a little more ammunition before I can speak this. I'd like three witnesses. I got the Holy Ghost and me, but I need another one. It's in Psalms 81:5. And it says, Joseph went throughout the land of Egypt, and this covenant of making a joyful noise unto the Lord was with Joseph. And he went throughout, Psalms 81:5-6. And he went throughout the land of Egypt. Then the personage changes into first person. Where I, Joseph, heard a language I understood not. And then verse 6 is, the Messiah, Jesus, gives Joseph the interpretation. I'm going to deliver his shoulder. I'm going to deliver his hand from the making of pots. The word, Hebrew word, is dud, which means making of brick. That's the language he heard, the travail of Egypt, 400 years before it happened. No wonder Joseph said, when you leave here, not if, when you leave, take my bones with you. I've heard the language of deliverance. Hallelujah! I've heard the language of the Spirit. You will be delivered. They wasn't even in bondage yet. Amen. And then Stephen says it was God who said, I heard their groaning. And it's the Holy Ghost that groans through us. Stenagmus. Only found twice in the Bible. Acts 7:34 and Romans 8:26. Amen. Are you anxious to read the Word? Amen. Now let's look at this, my last point, please. Wonderful works of God. Somebody told me that there's a group that bought them a spiritual life Bible. I like the Word of God. Revelation comes by a flexibility. My wife loves the Amplified Version. That helps us a lot as we're studying. Then we have Zodiades, a good Baptist brother that's so off on the baptism. It's pathetic. He says the harlots are making noises, and it's a Greek word used for them. So anyway, but Zodiades has Strong's Concordance in the back. Then you have, of course, Dake's Bible. And then you have others that are very helpful. And I have the Companion Bible. Glenn Irma has that. I preach from the Companion Bible because in the back, for every pastor, you should have one. It gives you great helps in the appendixes. It's tremendous. But in the Spirit-Filled Life Bible, Jack Hayford's the editor, but Dick Mills did the word study or word wealth. He wrote down, I want you to write down this word. It's only found twice in your Bible. Wonderful works of God is megalios, M-E-G-A-L-I-O-S. Again, M-E-G-A-L-I-O-S. Now write down by wonderful works of God, that's what you're doing when you pray in tongues, write Luke. I've already did it in my Bible, so I know exactly where I'm going next. It's Luke 1:49. You got that? Luke 1:49. Now let's go over and see if we can connect this. Luke 1:49. Now this is when Mary came. Mary, the mother of our Lord, she was expecting. She's about 3 months along with Jesus. Somebody said, you can't rush the birthing and the growing within your life in Christ. Let it grow. Amen? Always progress in the Lord. So now she's telling, and Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mother, and lo, as soon, I'm at verse 44, Luke 1:44. For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance, oh, underline it, I love this, a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, my soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. Would you please underline doth? When Gabriel told me I would be conceived by the Holy Ghost and bring forth the Messiah, my soul doth. I mean, it was wonderful. I'm magnifying the Lord. And my spirit, would you underline hath? Mary's saying, I doth magnify the Lord. I'm using that as just an illustration. But my spirit, she goes down into revelation of her spirit. My spirit hath rejoiced in God, my Savior. Yes. Immaculate conception is one of the great deceits of the religious world. Mary needs a Savior. Hallelujah. But she said, the Holy Ghost, this is what she's saying, the Holy Ghost told my spirit, Mary, don't run with the girls and the group that has sex. Keep your virtue. You say, well, at times we're different. No, the Spirit told her, my spirit rejoiced in God my Savior. I was warned of the Spirit. Jehovah's going to use you someday. Half! My spirit prepared me. The Holy Ghost prepared me.
Yeah.
And helped me to say no.
Yeah.
To keep my virtue as a virgin. Amen? Hallelujah. Of course, the Lord forgives, but it's about time our young people had the power to keep themselves pure until it's godly right. Amen?
Amen.
It's marvelous when it's godly right.
Amen.
It's perversion when it's not lawful. Amen. Then what does she say in verse 49? For he, you can study the others if you want, for he that is mighty hath done to me great things, megalios. Would you please circle great things? Is megalios. M-E-G-A-L-I-O-S. And holy is his name. This is one of the most astounding teachings in the Word of God. The Lord showed it to me. I told Dick Mills later on, I said, Matt, that is one, I thank you for looking that up. He said, what? He'd already forgotten, you know. I said, Dick, this is one of the most tremendous experiences of the Christian world. That the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and Dr. Luke, in his gospel, he repeats it in the book of Acts, megalios, that when you pray in tongues, it's the closest thing to being pregnant as Mary was. He that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And when you pray in the Spirit, Mary literally birthed Jesus, but you and I spiritually birth him in every facet of our life.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Loose the anointing! You should be so godly, awed with speaking in tongues. preserve it till you know it's going to be a Holy Ghost is within you. And Jesus' birth. And you're praying over your finances, the birthing of Jesus, your business, your ministry, your family, your loved one. Kitabashandalabarandai. Reach your hands out toward us as we pray in tongues toward you. Pray in tongues toward us. He that is mighty hath done to me great things, megalios, wonderful works of God. When I pray in tongues, praise the name of Jesus. We bless your name. We bless your name. We bless your name. Praise the name of the Lord. You will loose my heart. You will express the heart of thy God. You're an extension of my power and my word. Do not fear, the character of the Lord is upon thee. Yea, you will go on to my anointing and into the wonderful sphere of the whirlwind. Do not fear, the whirlwind will destroy everything around you, but I'll keep you in the eye of the whirlwind. For you're the apple of my eye, saith the Lord. And I will come upon thee and show you the wonderful works of thy God. For this is a new day of inspiration and commands. My army will not break rank, will not thrust one another through. It's a new day of the kingdom upon thy life. Seek it. Speak it. Desire it. Yes. One thing have I desired. And that will I seek after, the psalmist said. Let that be your song. Come on into the whirlwind, and the graciousness of the Son of Man shall reveal his word unto thee. Amen. Praise God. I will say as a sort of a P.S. to this message that the term Son of Man is the key to your Bible, especially to the Gospels and, of course, Pauline revelations. When Jesus said, Son of Man, study what he said, and then you'll go to the next one. There's 84 of them, 86 altogether, I believe. And that's why Stephen, the martyr, the first martyr, said, I saw the Son of Man. And then there's another mention in the book of Acts, I believe. So when you study, you'll have a key to spiritual revelation. It's one of the keys that Jesus brought forth of death and of hell. The key of the inspiration of the Word is in the term Son of Man. And so as you study, Son of Man hath power here, power there. As you study the Son of Man authority, the Lord will harmonize and lift you into a new level of revelation of the kingdom and of his word. I loose my brother, loose my sister into the Son of Man revelation. Amen, amen. Say, I receive that. Glory to God. I receive it, Lord. Hallelujah. Those that would like to be ministered to, if you haven't been, come first, and we'll minister tonight. I like a one line, please, down the, and just start from here on down. I don't like to get up and go down. Amen. I also like to have people be in prayer. Those that got up now, that'll be it. Those that are standing, that'll be fine. But I don't like to have people just sit back and then be in another realm and then get in line expecting. Without your confirmation of prayer, you know, prophecy is empty hands on empty heads. if you're not ready. Amen. We thank you, Father. We praise you. Bring our minds under subjection to the Spirit, and the anointing will break the yoke. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. For my son, the authority of the Lord is upon thee, for the whole armor of thy God and the wings, the Son of Righteousness, has arisen within thee, with healing in the glory beams, the wings of my anointing upon thee. So therefore thy hands are anointed with the kingdom authority, the loose, the heavenly kingdom and divine health shall flow through thee into the saints of the living God. I promised this about 4.5 years ago, that you would see the signs following as a blessed training for others. There will be tremendous authority, and the Great Commission shall give you the registered wisdom of my word. For the authority of the secret place is loosed within thy ministry and within thy life. You will come into the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, he that dwelleth means, it's a miner's term, Brother Butch, and it means he that stakes his claim in the treasury of God. So as you've spoken it, you've staked your claim. And don't let any claim jumpers come around or any veilers, but your ministry shall loose others into the glory of an unveiled face and the anointing of true riches. Hallelujah! True riches shall go before thee. Now this that which you're lifting into my heart, yea, the Lord hears the cry, and I will remedy these things. This personal situation, intimate situation, is healed, and we shall rejoice together that you'll see this loved one come on into that inspiration of the zeal, of revelation, of the vision that I've given you. Yea, that authority is a beautiful anointing of a corporate zeal of the house of the Lord that's upon your home. Amen. Praise God. Speak your first name. Bruce, that authority is upon thee, and as I've already spoken, I will go before you. You have a new dimension of authority in that which you will yield unto me. But yet you have lacked in that purpose of my word, and I'm going to reveal it to you in a special way as you've desired it this night. You will know the word of the Lord. Amen. Will not return void. Praise the Lord. You will go through and read Proverbs and for 1 month, and you will go through. And if you miss a day, stick with that particular day, 31 chapters, and you'll see the glory of my wisdom and the anointing of the Lord shall go before you. For I'm training you. I'm training you. Respect others' opinions. Lift it up into the humble heart and the contriteness of my heart, for you will learn of me, saith the Lord, I am the all-sufficient one. Amen. Praise God. Amen.
Larry.
Before the tape, you can find it later on. Because my son, the authority of my ways is within thee. I will seal you with the Holy Ghost and power. And I've sealed you in that intent and that which tried to put you as a railroad car puts on the sidetrack. But I'm going to put you in the mainstream of my glory, and the anointing of your heart shall be quickened. And I will heal and strengthen you. For I'm going to vindicate you. And yea, Joel prophesied it. The Holy Ghost is going to restore what was robbed from you. And you'll know that no legal harassment is going to come nigh your dwelling. No legal harassment. It's going to be reversed, and your inheritance is intact in me, and you'll see the anointing to bless you mightily, and you shall praise the Lord. and bless the house of thy God.
Glory.
And the ministry. Amen. Glory. Praise the Lord.
John,
that thrill, that strength of my word shall go before you, for I have given you my power, and I've sealed you with understanding, as Ezekiel had the prophetic seal upon his forehead and upon his countenance. My son, you will not be hesitant. You will not just be backward. You're going to, yea, go on in. And the word redeem means break the door down. Go into, as I went into at the cross, into all of the marketplace of humanity. And I grabbed that which was robbed from me, and I redeemed them. Therefore, I will redeem the time, for the days are evil. But I'm going to bring my people into the glory and the quickening of my revelation, and wisdom shall be upon you. I'm turning these events around for thee, and that which would have tried to been a conflict of interest, and that which would have tried to be an entanglement of direction, but yea, that loved one is in jeopardy. I've sent the word and set them free, because your prayers avail much. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. Truly that anointing I've given you shall be pure, and the glory of my name is upon thee. And as I said, I'm like water poured out. And Jeremiah also, I'm like water poured out. And that's your testimony, because you poured yourself out toward me. It can never be taken up. You have already relinquished yourself in my hand. My eternal wisdom shall bless you forevermore. Hallelujah. You go from one glory to the next. You'll see that I am thy anointing, and the purpose of the Lord shall be upon thee. For surely and goodness is upon thee forevermore. We shall rest in the restoration of the Lord, for it's a new day. Now I'm going to bless you mightily in the intercession of the Lord, that which I've taught you this last 2 days. You're going to express it to others, and you'll see those loved ones set free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. What is your name? I'm going to give you still waters. The Hebrew word is matrimonial peace. The authority of that rest, it's menukoth. I will give you a peace, and the purposes of Zion shall be upon thee, and you'll not waver, but you'll see the desire of your heart. Let me have your hands. As he lifted up Moses' hands, I will raise up your hands, saith the Lord, and I'll rebuke the devourer during the night season. You're going to know the teaching and the counsel of Almighty God. You're going to have that song of the Lord. You're going to have the anointing on your forehead. And that which would have tried, lean over, I want to touch the back of your head, the authority of that which tried to sin, a emotional strain is cut loose from you. And I've put you in a canopy of glory at this conference. You have come believing, you will leave receiving. The anointing is upon you, and these things that tried to minimize you and harass you will not come nigh your dwelling. You are set free. Hallelujah! The emotional strain is healed. The weakness within the midsection is healed. The infection's lifted from you. And my peace is over thee, and you'll see the Lord meet the desire of your heart. Get ready. A whole new ball game of inspiration and love is upon thee. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Yes, that strength of my word shall go before you. It's a new day of my power in the visitations of my grace. For although the responsibilities have increased, but yea, the anointing of the Son of Man has been given unto thee. the whirlwind glory shall come upon my people as you express my love and appreciation of the kingdom shall be loose through thy ministry. And therefore, my daughter, I told my disciples to put your peace upon the home. I want you, these hands are anointed. I want you to touch the foreheads. And you have occasionally, but every now and then I want you to touch the foreheads of the people, the foreheads of the singles, the foreheads of the youth, the foreheads of the children, the foreheads of business, the foreheads of ministry. I'm going to loose you with the glory, and the forehead of prophetic fulfillment is upon thee, and thou shalt release others into the full stature of the believer to be filled with all the fullness of thy God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The explanation of fullness of God, I've looked it up, and it doesn't mean just all that God is, but it means all. It's like a boat that has the crew and the food and the materials and supplies and tackle. It means everything you need for the task that you've been given in ministry. You have the fullness of God in it. You're going bound in the Spirit. And that's why Abigail prophesied over David. God has bound you up in a bundle of life. That means God has put you in His resource of riches. It's like taking a hungry person, putting them in Kroger's. Everything they need is there. They're locked in. And God has locked you in and ordained you with power to set others free. Amen. Sweet Lamb of God, the power of the demonstration of my glory is upon thee, and thou shalt not waver, but you shall come into the anointing. The fame of the Lord is upon thee. The fame, the echoes, the waves of jubilation. I will reveal myself from wave after wave. The Lord will guide you. The Lord will impress His will upon thee. And peace, great peace, shall be thy reward. For thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me. Hallelujah. And on thee, saith the Lord. Therefore, during the night season, your sleep's going to be sweet. You're going to see the authority of the Lord bless you mightily. Because, yea, you will see the glory and the value of blessing the kingdom and the ministry. You've been faithful to my house, I'll be faithful to yours, saith the Spirit. Hallelujah. Your name, please.
Marilyn.
Because the strength of my name is upon thee, thou shalt not waver. Loose the glory, loose the authority. As I spoke this night to thee, thou shalt see many come into the kingdom and be set free, for boldness has come upon you, and the riches of the rock is within thee. Hallelujah. And the glory of my name shall come to pass, for it's a new day of boldness and authority. You've come into the kingdom for such a time as this. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Gerald,
that anointing I've given you, I've quickened your circulation. I've spoken to the weakness of your body. The metabolism is healed. The anointing of the Lord is around about you, so that you'll know my strength and my purpose. I'll bring it to pass. You're more than an overcomer. Gerald, you are the son of consolation. You have the anointing of Barnabas. And Barnabas went and got Paul. And you're going to encourage others. Your ministry is the glory of enriching lives to fulfill the power of God. And although the enemy tried to rob from you and erode, you're going to see the restoration and promotion of the Lord. Amen. So loose it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, your name.
Richie.
Because that peace and that ways of the Lord, I will reveal them. For I will show you my ways. I'll make the crooked paths straight. Yea, the book of Proverbs, I'm going to bring forth that you will keep your heart with all diligence. Proverbs 4:23, You're going to know the authority of the diligence of the Spirit, for out of it shall flow the issues of life. I'm teaching you and training you because, yea, you have a local anointing, but also an international authority. And you're going to set many free of high office. The anointing of the Lord shall touch you with an expertise of the Holy Ghost. And David's key has been given unto thee, the key of David. You will open. No man's going to shut it. Amen. Hallelujah. Linda, because my peace and my anointing is upon thee, you will say, yea, the Lord is good, for I have lifted you in this night into another dimension of glory. Yea, therefore I spoke in Isaiah 28, verse 11, when they would not heed my call, and they said, we have a covenant with hell, and we're going to do it our way. But I said, you will have short beds and narrow covers, for with stammering lip will I speak to this people. Now you're going to release the Holy Ghost in a new dimension of power and authority. And as you're praying for others and for dimensions of promotion, your life has changed around, that I will bless you mightily. For the Ancient of Days has commissioned you, and the whirlwind is around about your dwelling, and you'll see the glory of the Lord set many free. Now there's been one that's sort of incarcerated by satanic power, but I've sent the word and loosed them, and I've sent the word and set them free. And the anointing of healing shall be upon you, and they shall know the Lord. Amen. Oh, I felt that witness. Do it, Lord. Seal that word with the Holy Ghost. Amen. Your name. For the recording. Edwina. And because I've touched you with the authority of Esther, the scepter of my love's upon thee. For I've given you beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning. And yea, you'll not turn to the right or to the left. And you'll not just to be a slow progress of, well, I don't know what to do, and I don't know if I can cope this or that. But I say unto thee, it's a new day of my love and my anointing. And you will come on into the expressions of my zeal. And you will grab the bull by the horn. Amen. I have permission to say that. God wants you to take command in the Holy Ghost so you will not fear what the enemy would try to do, and the abuse of words is rebuked on and lifted off of you. It's a new day of the expressions of the Lord Jesus, and my love and vitality is restored within you. Amen. So rejoice. The Lord's given you, hallelujah, issues of life, and you're healed, and all harassment and all types of degradation is lifted off of you, for it's a new day. Hold your peace. Stand still. You'll see the salvation of the Lord upon you and yours. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What's your first name? Charlotte, that anointing I've given you shall be sweet, for I've touched you with the virtuous woman anointing. The virtue of the Lord shall flow down through you, and into many hearts you shall know around about your dwelling. Now I will put, yea, the wall of fire, Zechariah 2:5. And I'll bring that wall of fire, the angels of the Lord. The glory of my word shall be upon thee. And the ring of fire is in thy heart. So do not fear. I'm preparing you for an effectual door. You will travel. You'll be in the right place, the right time. And the glory of the Lord shall give you the desire of your heart. I spoke this to you 16 years ago. And that which tried to put you down and mean it for evil, I have taken that and worked it out for good. Now you shall be firm in my anointing. And you'll not be knocked off of the pedestal of the Holy Ghost fire, saith the Spirit. Amen. Praise the Lord. Who's your first name? Tabitha. Because the zeal of the house of the Lord will eat you up, and I will bring you into the harmony of the psalmist. And you will sing the Lord's song and you will rejoice for the horse and the riders in the sea. There'll be great anointings upon thy shoulders, for I'm going to teach you and train you. And in your education, you're going to be successful. The devil's a liar. Those things, the accusations of the enemy and the satanic power that tried to put you down in your self-worth is cut loose from you. I have delivered thee with great joy. Lean over. Let the anointing be upon your life, and I will bring it past to pass great beauty and the song of harmony of my words. And you're going to see your education be successful and increase, because the anointing will teach you, and you shall rejoice forevermore. If you have problems, situations, speak in the Spirit. It's a new day of victory for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I've surrounded thee, Dan, with my strength and my purpose, and the anointing of the forehead is upon thee. For yea, the prophetic forehead, know the forehead is going to rob you of what I've called you to do. Therefore, they will be weak and weakened as you speak my word, and you'll see the glory of the Lord. Now that which I have for thee, thy desire has come into a new dimension of self-worth and vitality. You've been faithful. Now you're going to see the Lord bless the desire of your heart, and we will rejoice together. For the ministry will flow. The word of God will be revealed. You've been faithful to the few. I'll make you ruler over many. All these scriptures are at your disposal. But there's an area of your heart. That prophetic word last year has come to pass. Now you're going to see the Lord do something very personal in thee. Amen. It's about time. What's your name?
Andy.
Andy?
Yes.
Because my anointing is upon thee, thou shalt not waver. And thou shalt be strong in the peace of the Lord thy God. For yea, the people of Berea were more noble. My son, I've loosed the nobility of the Lord upon thee this night. And I've sealed your forehead with the nobility to know, to be strengthened by my word, that you will guide many out of the pits of despair and deceitfulness and perverseness. You will guide them and set them free. It's a new day. And my people are going to take command of the perverse life and deliver them, saith the Spirit. So rejoice. It's a new day of my power and my authority. Amen. I mean those that are in the gay world and situations, men with men, women with women. The Lord has taught us that, and it was at ORU that Vicki Jameson's husband, he told me this, that when people pray in tongues and there was this inspiration of tongues, they had electrodes and they had ways that there's two serums that are released by the base of the brain going into the body, and those serums and the expression when you talk in tongues, your immune system is increased 35 to 40%, and those that have immune damage through perverseness are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost, and a new immune system will come on them with healing, and the people of the Lord are going to set them free with the baptism of the Holy Ghost power. Amen. Praise God Almighty.
This is Claire, and I'm Michael.
All right.
And we're married, of course.
Well, sure. Oh, hallelujah. Bless Claire. For my daughter, the expressions of my love is upon thee. For yea, as my servant Peter wrote, be adorned in the inward life as Sarah was, because you will put on the ornaments of a meek and quiet spirit. You're going to know the jurisdiction of my love and my heart, and you will compliment each other. For the anointings upon thee, my son, that you would come on in to the fragrance of that which I have purposed, and yea, that which I have ordained, as you study and pray together, You're going to see an expression of glory. That which was robbed and that which tried to knock you off of your feet of faith shall be restored. I'm not putting up with that. And I'm going to send the word. I'm going to change opinions. I'm going to go before thee with great zeal and wisdom. Hallelujah. You're set free. And legal harassment is not going to rob you. This is the day the Lord has made it. You are set free, and the land shall respond and manifest the Son of God anointing within your life. You'll see the promotion. You'll see the inventiveness of your own heart. Creative talent is loosed in thee, and you'll be restored wonderfully and do that which I commanded you to do and called you to do, international authority in me. Amen. You'll go and come and go and come. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because my peace, what's your first name?
Fern.
Fern, that peace that I've given you, the glory of my name has cocooned you in my arms. I have cocooned you. You've come through situations that try to put that tremendous chaff on your life to where you couldn't grow. But the cocoon of the Spirit is breaking open into a fresh glory of my name and revelation. And this situation that seems to be it's a monotonous heaviness, I'm lifting that from you because it's a new day of my provision, and you will not be limited. From this day on, you've done that which is purposed and responsive in within your heart, and the contriteness of my way shall reward you openly. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Sweet Jesus. Hallelujah. What's the baby's name again, honey?
Hannah.
Hannah, the anointing's upon thee and the glory of the psalmist. You will bring forth the anointing of my peace, and the song of the Lord is around about you. So you will have an expression of glory. Be successful in your education, and whatever yea, therefore, your hand finds to do shall be blessed forevermore. And my daughter, the strength of my words upon thee, and I will touch you with power and might. And therefore the miracle of the Lord's released within you. And you know there's a new day upon you, because yea, I have loosed thee. Turn just a little bit. I am setting you free. I'm cutting you loose by the blood covenant and the anointing of the Lord. It's done. It's over. You're going to have a fresh glory. You'll be surprised of how the wonderful laughter in your old self will become your new self. And the Lord will vindicate you marvelously. And you'll see the Lord provide abundantly. For yea, you will have the eye of the Lord. Hallelujah. And you'll know the Lord shall bless you mightily. And yea, this that tried to be little and be very aggressive and disappointing within you, that you have felt backward of asking for help, I say unto thee, it's a new day of power, and you shall prevail and be victorious and be wealthy, because the name of the Lord is sealed to thy heart, and this weakness is lifted off of thy body. The lower part of your abdomen is set free. Praise God.
Maxine.
Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and lift up your everlasting doors, for the King of Glory comes in. I'm going to take charge of this area that has seemingly been perplexing and vexation. I'm lifting the vexation off of you. Hallelujah! Off of your environment and your financial environment. You're set free. Lean over, dear. I have sealed thy forehead with an anointing and with vision, and you will be strong in me, and that personal situation is healed, and you'll know the desire of the Spirit. I've already spoken these things to you. So look up. Your redemption draws nigh. Amen. The fulfillment of your desires in me, and you'll see. Yeah, you say, what can I do? What can I do for the Lord? And you're going to do more. Yea, I'm going to put you in a niche of anointing, but I'm going to do for you. And the desire of your heart's already on its way. Amen. Praise the Lord. What is your name, honey?
Sue Kelly.
Sue? Mm-hmm. Because that strength of my name shall go before you. Yea, you shall be strong in me. For as Isaac sowed in famine, you have been faithful to the commands of my word. Seed faith has been released within thee, and thou shalt see the glory of the Lord. You're going to teach an expression, a very unusual anointing is upon thee to set others free. Hallelujah. Amen. You might not understand it, but your hands are anointed with a fresh zeal of the house of the Lord. Amen. Visitations of grace shall go before thee, and as you speak to others, grace emanates from your life. The sword of grace is the sword of your mouth. And also, I want to go before thee and show you the anointing of your prayer life, and many of your loved ones are set free. Amen. Praise the Lord. Cody? Cody, I'm going to give you Isaiah, saith the Lord Jesus. Isaiah 50 and verse 4. I'm going to open your ear. Lean over just a little, honey. I'm going to open your ear with the anointing to hear my voice. And I've also given you the tongue of the learned. Cody, that which tries to be minimizing within you, and you're just, well, I don't understand, or I just can't do that, and I wished I could. Well, those days are over. You're going to walk in it. You're going to come on into the jurisdiction and the scepter of Esther is upon thee, for I've given you the tongue of the learned. Isaiah 50, verse 4. I've opened your ear to hear my voice. And therefore, you will come on in to the volume of the book of me. I come to do thy will. And now I'm going to bless you. I'm going to give you an expertise of creative talent. You're going to know things before they happen. And I'm going to bless you in this fervoring. This next 2 years shall be gracious and glorious as the anointing of the Lord shall bless you. You'll be at the right place at the right time and be more than an overcomer. For that which you have invested in, you're going to see the Lord bring forth the whirlwind of harvest. Amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Steve, that anointing is within thee. You will not be persuaded to right or to the left, but seek my face. I'm giving you power within you. Your heart shall be strong. You're going to be able to shake off things that would have tried to discourage and hold on to you. Therefore, I've cut you loose from this day on. Yea, the glory of the Lord, all types of the past and the debris of the past, the blood covenant has set you free. The sword of my covenant is within thee, and you'll know the peace that passeth understanding. So therefore, grow in grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Be confident. I'm guiding you. I'm leading you. Follow me. Follow me. Because we will rejoice together. Amen. Amen. And you have seen it. I've heard the cry of your heart. We'll rejoice together. Amen. It's done. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thomas, that strength of my name, just reach your hands out toward Thomas. Father, we just all agree. And that strength of my name that I will seal to thy heart. Yea, you will not just be back away from that which I'm working and going before you. It's a new day of my confidence, and the peace of the Lord is with thee. So do not fear, Thomas. You'll know that I've loosed your talent, And I've loosed the anointing of the strength of the Lord upon you. So the Holy Ghost, ye shall receive power. And therefore you will know the glory of revelation of my word. Now the uncertainty of the future shall be open and revealed. For yea, this is the way, walk you in it. Amen. Praise the Lord. All right, we seal it. Let's all rejoice in tongues as we're dismissed tonight. Clap above your head. Andala masanda la mandala masanda. Ikandala masanda la mahandala masanda. Praise the Lord. Yes, amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.